Back today with Huskies Inside the Pack. I'm joined with fifth-year forward, Kara Kondrat. First off, Kara, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Just seeing everyone out there, whether it's the men's teams or you guys, you're having so much fun out there. Just how fun has this season been so far?
Oh, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, especially coming into my fifth year. Like, it's crazy how fast it's flown by, and yeah, I'm just taking it all in each day.
Is that something, I know we'll get to nationals in a little bit here, but as a fifth year, you're in your final year playing with the Huskies, is that something that you think about often, or is it something that you try not to think about and you just go out there as if it's another practice, another game, you know, whatever the case may be?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to have that like on the back of your mind for sure, but I think like we all came together as fifth years and just know that like we gotta put it all out there because there's really like nothing else afterwards. So I try not to think about it, but I guess it also like kind of motivates us in a way that it is our last kick at the can, but yeah.
Probably doesn't help with me mentioning it. If it was out of your mind, now I bring it back up. A couple of the girls that I've had in here, they mentioned just how tight-knit that locker room is, which has to make it so much more fun coming to the rink and playing games. But you mentioned that core of fifth years. I mean, you've been here since day one with them, going into your final year with all of them. Just kind of the mentality of all you guys, and don't want to call everyone the leadership group, because anyone could be a leader, letter or not, but that kind of mentality with all the fifth years going into this final season, knowing what, you know, lies ahead, as much as you try not to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a dressing room really like makes or breaks a team, like on the ice. And I think we've always kind of had the culture of just a really close-knit dressing room, and all the girls get along great. And like, even Kennedy Brown and I, we've been playing hockey together since we were in grade 8, which is crazy. So we've been through it for a while. So I just think like having a good dressing room is super important, and we seem to have that. So
making that transition from high school playing minor hockey, coming to Saskatoon University, it helps when you have someone like Kennedy that you know playing minor hockey with. Take me back. Where is home for you, and where did you play minor hockey?
I'm from Cochrane, Alberta, so just outside of Calgary, and I grew up playing for the Rocky Mountain Raiders. I grew up playing boys, and then I switched over in about grade 8 to girls hockey.
So making that first transition, I guess, from boys to girls hockey, maybe not from midget hockey to university. Does that give you a bit of an advantage when you've played with boys for so long and then you go to just girls hockey?
Yeah, definitely. Growing up, I think that was the route to go, especially when I was younger. There wasn't much girls hockey. I guess there seems to be more in Saskatchewan with the Comets and whatnot, but for me in Cochrane, it was kind of the only option, and I'm very glad that I did choose to play boys before switching to girls. But yeah.
And then coming to Saskatoon to university, was that a bit of a hard transition leaving home? That's a bit of a drive from just outside Calgary to Saskatoon. What was that transition like, and has it gotten better as, you know, you're in your fifth year of hockey? It's a couple of years have passed.
Yeah, it's crazy the amount of people, I was just thinking about this the other day, that I've met like along the way, and the teammates that have like came and gone, and like there's some friends that I'll have forever. And it was nice coming here. There's about 4 or 5 of us from the Raiders that committed here all in the same year. So there was definitely people I knew, but just like meeting new people and living in a new city was definitely a big change, but I think it was the right move.
What are you currently taking in school right now?
Well, right now I actually graduated last semester with a psychology degree, Bachelor of Arts. But so right now I'm just in electives to be eligible to play for nationals, which seems kind of crazy that I'm here just for hockey. But yeah, so it's kind of a weight off my shoulders that school is done for me in that sense.
Well, on that note, congratulations on being finished with school. You kind of mentioned now that, you know, you're just taking electives just to play hockey here. Does that give you a bit of advantage, maybe? I don't want to say mental-wise, but, you know, you don't have to worry so much about school, balancing that school and hockey life. You know, you can kind of edge towards just focusing on hockey for the last portion.
Yeah, definitely. I do feel a weight has lifted for sure because, I mean, you're told, like, you're a student-athlete. So just kind of, obviously, I'm still in classes, but they're not as heightened, I guess. But, yeah, there's definitely a bit of a weight lifted in that sense.
Back home growing up playing hockey, did mom or dad play hockey, or do you have any older or younger siblings that maybe played hockey?
Yeah, my older brother grew up playing hockey, so I was always at the rink watching him, which kind of persuaded me to play. And then my dad as well, like, coached me all growing up. So, and my mom, she was at the rinks watching, so you have to give her credit for that.
Just a typical hockey mom by the sounds of it. Do you have a favorite NHL team, maybe a PWHL team now that you root for, and maybe a favorite player from any of those leagues?
I grew up as a Flames fan, and then I kind of switched over to Oilers fan. I think that was once Nugent Hopkins joined their team. So I've been a Oilers fan ever since.
I forget who I was talking. I think it was McKenna Stevens, is said from Calgary, but she's an Oilers fan. Is that a little dangerous, being in enemy territory, cheering for the enemy team?
I mean, it's a toss-up in Alberta. Like, each city, I guess, there's fans on both sides. But that was kind of my dad's persuasion, because he grew up in Red Deer, so he kind of got me to be an Oilers fan. But
as a player on the ice, what kind of player role do you think that you would categorize yourself? Maybe a playmaker, a sniper, watching games. You have such a height difference on many girls out there. You can just skate around them and they cannot knock you off the puck, which is such a strength and advantage, I think, especially in women's hockey. Is there a player maybe that you kind of idolize and try to model that game after?
No. I would say I'm a power forward. I like to... like, my style of game would definitely be offensive, and I would say I'm a playmaker. And I don't know, I guess I mean it's a nice compliment, but I've been told I kind of have the style of like Ryan Getzlaf, just bigger presence. But I don't know how accurate that is, but yeah, that's kind of what the style is.
Now to nationals. What kind, describe this opportunity. You get to host nationals, be at home in front of a home crowd, and there's so much attention. I mean, you guys are going to be, you know, I use air quotations, the home team, but you are the home team. What does that opportunity mean, especially in your final year?
Yeah, I honestly doesn't even feel real yet. Like, I think it'll all sink in like when it's actually happening, but just knowing that that's coming closer and closer is just crazy that the opportunity that we're going and that we get a host in this like amazing facility with all of our like friends and family here it's special for sure.
And then especially at the national level, but whenever I'm here, every home game, there's always young female hockey players here running around the rink. They're watching you guys. To them, you guys are the superstar female hockey players in this city and especially this area. What does it mean being able to, they're looking up to you as, you know, idols and heroes, and just to take it one step further to the national stage, what does that mean?
Yeah, no, that's great. Like, honestly, I didn't really grow up with a team like that when I was younger, so knowing that we can be that role model to them is just like an honor, really. And and even in the Nationals presence, like, it'll be even more exciting and fun, so it's awesome that they can share it with us.
Kara, thank you so much for taking the time with me today, and good luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you.